Thursday afternoon wrap. Well, when people like me are about to turn 70, they're supposed to take a nap. But on this June 8th afternoon in New York City, I'd rather do a little rap. They call it freestyle now. We called it a scat back then, long, long time ago. I never dreamed that someday I would get in my car at 7 a.m. and go down to number Mercy Street in the Mercer Street afternoon on such a beautiful day in this new millennium. I guess the great creator, he or she, knows what they are doing. Of course, the sun is out, and that's what good weather's all about. And when you weather the storms of life, you can be content if you can pay your rent and you can get along with your husband or your wife. Well, I never dreamed that someday I'd come so far and be so near. Not only to be near, but be right next to the fabulous Miss Casey St. Cyr and be on her recording playing some music for that beautiful poem about my old man friend Jack Kerouac. And listening to her feelings about that takes me forward and takes me back. And being with the greatest head of them all, Mr. Ron Whitehead himself, and the masterful young Brian Hassett, who puts all the other cats on the shelf and makes those cats and kitties seem real and makes you want to feel that you can know what wherever you go, you can recite at home his poem about Van Gogh. Well, rapping is just about saying what comes naturally in your own particular mind. And it's a natural thing for everyone in the world to do, for all of humankind. But down here on Mercer Street, there's some other vibrations that probably come from the Indians from a long, long time ago. And that's why people always come down here, and eventually they really do show up in the studio to get down with life and art and things that are spontaneous in your heart. It doesn't matter if it's really right or wrong, because if the intent is pure, it's some kind of art. And if it's doggerel, you could throw it away and you could say that it was only meant for a moment to be. Because at least you have some basis for the beginnings of what's called spontaneity. And spontaneity is only the pure energy that everyone has when they start. And being an overeducated fool that can drive that naturalness right out of your heart. Well, since Shakespeare said that brevity was the soul of wit, as far as this spontaneous rap goes, that's just about it. Except there's only one more final thing that I want to say for all the young people who are listening today to pursue your dreams and never give up. And when you're told that you can't do it at all, let someone else get out and take a stumble and let them learn to fall. And when they rise themselves up, they can drink from the cup of the freedom, joy of life. And they can realize that it's not always easy and sometimes involves a lot of hard work and strife. But you can free it and be it yourself and have it naturally come to naturally to you. And naturally it can go away, which means that the inspiration is through. Well, I hope that this didn't put you in a terminal state of bliss or think perhaps there was a word that you did miss, because I certainly know that you can write a better thing yourself. And afterwards, you can take it down to the Isle of Guelph and you can say, I want to drown it in this sea of misassociation and old junk. Because really, this type of thing only survives by the rhythm and the funk. So I hope that this will inspire all of you to write a poem or a little song of your own. And remember, after it's done, you can take it home. Now, if you feel that it really sucks and it's really a downer and it's not really an upper, well, recycle it with some olive oil and you can have it for your psychic supper.